Dedicated to who and what for is my title. John 21:1-14 says this. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana and Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was him. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large numbers of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. As soon as Peter heard him say it, it's the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him for he'd taken it off and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you've caught. Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was him. Jesus came, took the disciples and gave it, the bread, gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This is now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. God, I pray you'll speak to us and encourage us through your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. So they tried something. And Jesus said, throw your nets out on the other side, do something this way. You've been doing it this way, now do it that way. What is the new way? The new way is what we did today. The new way is saying, well, actually, we're going to do it Jesus' way. So Amanda and team obviously today said, well, actually, there's probably many instructions and guides and books and courses we could give to our child as to how to live the Christian life, but we're going to do it this new way. We're going to actually say, no, this is the way, Jesus is the way, and we trust that his new way is the best way. Everybody is following something. Everybody's following something. You've only got to see somebody walk down the street with a football shirt on to know they're following something. Everybody's absolutely put their heart and soul into something. But those who follow Jesus, really follow Jesus, have made a decision themselves that they will trust in him 100%. They tried on their own but failed. You see, before I was a Christian, and maybe it's the case for any of our guests here and Amanda and T and any of you as well, you probably tried other things. The disciples here tried other things. They decided, we're going to fish like this. This is the way it's always been. We'll try it this way. And when you try doing something a certain way, there is quite often a frustration that it doesn't work out. I've made many plans in my life that I was going to do this, and by the age of such and such, I would do this and achieve this. But then it turns out in the end that those things didn't happen. And when God encouraged me to read the Bible deeper, I read through the Bible every single day. I've actually got... because some of you remember a few years ago, I did a course of daily, I printed these sheets of daily readings in the church about 4 or 5 years ago. I did them kind of every month and people took them. Well, I've now consolidated it and done a series of 30 readings called Bible Footprints, which basically takes you through the whole Christian faith. It's basic stuff. It's not a discipleship course. It's not a teaching course. It's just a series of devotions. But at the end of it, somebody who knows nothing about Christianity will have the basics of Christianity. And I'm actually going through it myself. And there's some pink sheets at the back if you want to take one. Start at day one, go through it. Brilliant set of readings. And I'm on Mark 4 today. But just reading Mark 4, I was just this morning thought, do you know what? I've suddenly got hope again for this, for that, for this. I was chatting to somebody outside today how wonderful the political situation is at the moment and how our government have got it all together and it's all wonderful and rosy and everything's okay. I'm thinking, do you know what? As frustrating as it might be, ultimately we can rely on Jesus. Guess what? These guys here in the New Testament didn't have a great political situation either, but they had God. They tried it on their own and they failed. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter said, and we'll go with you. So they went into the boat but caught that night, but caught nothing. And of course, then Jesus says, how about this way? It's possible to try something on your own and not do it. When I used to pick Ashley up at home, she used to have, and I don't do it now because I'd end up in the hospital if I tried to. I used to carry her downstairs in the morning. Can you believe that? But just to not have the hassle and the battle of getting her up, put her on the settee and deal with it later. But I don't do that now. But I used to pick her up and she always try and touch the ceiling but never succeed. I'm thinking, can you imagine if every one of us in here who were stupid enough to had a competition to see if we could jump up and touch the ceiling? I actually think that nobody would succeed. Some people would get fairly close. Some of us would probably be going home in an ambulance, you know. But I think we wouldn't be able to do it. And there's no way we could do it. In the same way, with Jesus, there is no way we can succeed in life or in happiness or fulfillment or assurance or salvation without Jesus. With Jesus, he not only brings salvation, he brings peace, purpose, presence of the Holy Spirit. He takes away fear of death completely. You know, if I knew that I was facing death in 10 minutes, I would have no fear about that. I'd be concerned about those I left behind, but I would have no fear. And you can have that assurance. At the prayer station that we do in this church on the street yesterday, a lady came up and said, she's quite old herself, but she was saying about her mother. Her mother wasn't a Christian, and she was terrified of death. And this lady who was talking to me was a Christian. And so we prayed for her mother. I thought, Lord, I don't know what I have or haven't achieved in this house, in this life, but I know that when I'm on my final day, that I will not have any worry about what is happening afterwards, because the Bible gives you peace. We can try as much to touch. We can try to throw the net in the water. But when Jesus comes along, he looks at us. He brings grace and mercy. Even if we're in a pile of mess of our own making or somebody else's making, he looks at us and he says, this is how to do it. Throw the net on that side. And I know that quite often this scripture has been used to signify evangelism, and we are doing evangelism as a church. But on this occasion, I want to use it to illustrate what dedication means. That we are now dedicating this child, we're dedicating ourselves to another way, the new way, and that is Christianity. He was watching them all along. He stood on the shore, it says in verse 4. He watches us in our struggle. He watches everything that we go through. He sees the many times that we try and that we fail. And I would always say to somebody who looks at their lives and thinks, I'm not good enough for God, I would just say, just fall on Christ again. Absolutely everything you've got, your temptations, frustrations, illness, just fall on Christ again and say, God, I give it to you. And you just see what God does. See what assurance and peace Jesus brings in to your life. And there's a sense there that God's plan for them was better than their own. If they'd have said, no, Jesus, we're fishermen. You don't know nothing about fishing. See, because there are people who think, you know, I'm really good at this sort of thing. I'm not going to ask God for help because that's an admission of failure. Of course it's an admission of failure. I'm a failure, but with Jesus, I'm not a failure. You know, I've got no problem saying that. It's brilliant. You know, but then when we ask Jesus to come in, but there was a sense that God's plan for them was better than their own. He was watching them all along. And then he had something new. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. Now, am I saying there that that quite often when we suddenly go God's way, that we get answers to every single question, that we get all the prayers answered that we want? Well, not necessarily in the way we want it, but we're suddenly on God's way and we're in his plan and he knows everything and everything has a purpose. And that we find, I believe, ultimately the peace we are looking for. Somebody said to me once when I was about 19, I was walking through the centre of the town where I live, that there was another way. There was this evangelism bus out there and Christians out with guitars and singing, because my bus was late home from home. I'd been to work, so going late home. I ended up chatting to these Christians, and one guy, a guy called Paul Williams, who went to Basingstoke Community Church. This is 35 years ago, 35 years ago, sorry. he came up to me and started talking to me. And there was a sense that the way that I thought was right, the way I threw the net in the water, wasn't working. I stood there as a young person full of anxiety, full of frustration, feeling a failure. And I thought, do you know what? I want to try this Jesus thing. And they recognized that it was God that spoke to them. I think sometimes God is speaking to us in our lives, and we know he's speaking. We know he's saying something. We know he's saying, this is the way. And it's quite easy sometimes to say, no, well, no, actually, I don't want to follow it. I'd rather just try just again. I'd rather try and touch the ceiling again on my own. I'd rather just try fishing with these fish again on my own. You know, we did a mums and toddlers group for many years, but found that with the particular group of people we had in there, a lot of sort of younger mums, that we didn't seem to be getting through. And it wasn't so much them. I think it was the fact that we did the mums and toddlers group in the afternoon. Everyone's sleepy. Parents have got to go off and get siblings from school. And we weren't getting so many towards the end. We had a small group of very faithful people who were doing it every week, and it wasn't working. And God said, throw the net on the other side. So we'd moved it to the morning. And now, by the grace of God, we've got a heck of a lot more people coming in the morning who seem to be a lot more open to Christianity. And I've absolutely every sense that we'll get them along to the carol service, possibly the harvest service and everything. God's doing something different. But I, for years, thought, no, Pushchair Pit Stop has been in the afternoon, and it will be in the afternoon in 10,000 years' time. But God said, do it a different way. I wonder if God is saying to you today, as a Christian, I really want to speak into your life. I really want to help you. I really want to bring some new instruction in there. And of course, our prayer for Emmanuel as he grows up. And when he grows up into the world, he'll go through this decade into the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s. And he'll go literally, it's frightening when you say it like that, isn't it? And he'll have a different world. Will Brexit have happened when he's 40 years old? Probably not. But he will, hopefully, and I believe he will, with the prayers from his mum and dad, an extended family, and Jesse and Nancy and AJ and the whole family, and the prayers from this congregation, will realize what this new way is. The Bible says, throw your net on the side where Jesus tells you to throw it. Jesus brings in life from the word into our situation when he says things like John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Also, in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more. And in a sense that today with Emmanuel, he's been made part of that vine, and he will come, I believe and I know, to a point when he's old enough to say, yeah, I believe this stuff, I know it's real, I want to follow Jesus myself, and I want to get there. It's like my own daughter Ashley. Although she hasn't made a proper commitment yet, she was lecturing me the other day on the difference between the feeding of the 4,000, the feeding of 5,000, and where the stories all appear in the Bible. I'm thinking, how does she know this? Do you know how she knows it? Because she's been taught it here in Activate. While they're out there and we're in here, she's been taught it. Wow. It's important to carry on doing this. It's important to carry on teaching them and telling them and praying for them, because they may look like they are, well, in Emmanuel's case, very well behaved, and some of them are not well behaved, but there's something in there. And we are dedicating our young people to God. And maybe you, as a visitor today, are here, and you've come in and you're thinking, it's great, you know, I hear there's a dedication, and it's great stuff, I've heard of this church, but I don't know much about this Jesus thing. Well, I want to tell you, in the vein of this scripture, that this Jesus, who obviously had died and rose from the dead before this happened, was the creator of the universe. Four things. There is a God. Common sense says you can't have a vacuum and then something appear out of nowhere for no reason. Man has turned away from God. If you look on the news, you know, our political situation at the moment, I absolutely believe that if in some miraculous way all those MPs got saved and they sat there and prayed for a way through, God will provide a way through where there is no way through at the moment. Man has turned away, but Jesus has provided the answer because he, as the perfect Son of God, died on the cross to pay the price for your sins and to atone for them. That means his death provides the forgiveness for all those things that you've done in your life, plus those things that you did yesterday, this morning, that you've told nobody about. He atones for them. It is possible to have this relationship with him. Surely, some of them on the boat at that point, when Jesus walked up, might have thought, oh my God, oh my goodness, oh no, my gosh, what's going on? He's come here, and I feel really bad, because I you know, even like Peter, he betrayed him, and well, sort of denied him, didn't he? And all the but Jesus, that death on the cross, actually atoned for their sins. And I would say then, to every person here, this is what we need to do about it. We need to make a response. We need to make a response. Life is a tremendous cycle. It's incredible how babies are born, and then many, many years later, babies die. And there will be a ceremony at some point in the future, hopefully at least 100 years' time, where people will be meeting together, and they'll be remembering the end of Emmanuel's life, at the end of a big lot. The Lord doesn't come beforehand. So people have a beginning and an end. And every one of us will face that day. And I can say to you that by asking Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and by feeling the unique relationship and plans that he has for you in your life, by sensing his Holy Spirit, and by just jumping onto this incredible adventure, you will find the only way to heaven. And you will find that by throwing your net into the side of the boat where he says, that you will have what he's had for you and planned for you all along. All along, Jesus has said, I have a plan for you. And sometimes it takes a long time. So I've given the gospel. I'll say to you as Christians today, don't despise the simple things. Don't despise reading your Bible. Don't despise sitting in God's presence and listening to what he says to you. Or you might think, oh, my mum and dad does that, or my pastor does that, or my youth leader does that, and they're really good at it. I can't do that. Just forget that. God's got a relationship with them. God knows you. We've already read in one of the Gospels there, in the dedication, that Jesus wants the children to come up to him. So as you are asking Jesus to give you the peace and the freedom and the comfort from the Holy Spirit that only comes from him, I would say, whatever you're going through now, he's right there with you. He's right there at university, Bible college, school, in the retirement home, in the office, at Tesco, or wherever you go to. He's right there with him. And he talks to us and says, and this is a process called being born again. Emmanuel was born, and in a sense, he will at some point be born again. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, truly I say, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So I want to leave that with you. And I want to just pray right now as we pray. But I want to leave a bit of a gap while we do. Because we've seen today a wonderful display at the front, a wonderful event, a wonderful sacrament where a family and their friends have come together and say, this is what we want for our child. We want Jesus. I want to say that following Jesus isn't a light thing. It's not just a thing, well, I'll go to church one day and then I'll go 6 months later. It's like, this is my life. This is what I do from now on. You know, and if you don't understand it, read it, ask about it, but being dedicated to God, being dedicated to Jesus is only the path. I've got no other instruction to give to my daughter. I've got no other instruction to give to the children of this church or other people. Don't ask me about lots of the things that you're training for at university or college. I don't know much about them. But what I would say to you quite simply is this, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And these disciples, through their nets in the water and they caught more fish. And I want to say to you, out of thin air, God can make something out of nothing. And God can see you bring those fish in that you're looking for, whatever the fish means to you. Absolutely, 100%.